Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John for Bob, we got extremely local news in a moment. Let's go to Chad in Yorkville, though. Things you found in a house or apartment you moved into. Chad, good morning.
Hi, yes. So I was working for some house flippers. I'm a plumber, and I was trying to find the water shut off in a foreclosed home around 2009. And I found a panel that looked like it was painted in, and I got it loosened, and I opened it up, and inside was the crawl space. The water shut off was not there, but there was shag carpeting on top of the dirt. There was, like, psychedelic drawings on the walls and stuff.
There's a whole room.
Crazy. It was sealed up for probably 20 years, and no one knew about it.
Like
it was insane.
A time capsule from the 70s or something?
I think someone was living, like, a homeless kid there, or some druggy kid was living there or something, and the house sold, and they painted over it, and no one ever knew it was there, so I can't trust it.
No one knew it was a secret room back there. Okay.
I wish I would have taken photos. It was in Park Ridge, so I kind of got creeped out working in the house because I started thinking about, like, man, maybe this is, like, connected to Gacy or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I understand why your skin would crawl just a little bit there. Chad, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate that. Quickly, Michael, what did you find in Lombard?
Oh, hey, I bought a house in Downers Grove, actually.
Shout out to DG. Yeah.
And between the floors, we turned up the floors, we found newspapers of Charles Lindbergh crossing the United States, not the Atlantic.
So before 27.
Going from town to town.
Oh, that is so cool. See, that's the sort of stuff I love. Did you keep them?
No, my ex-wife has them.
Well.
Imagine that, right?
Yeah, imagine that. Sorry to end on such a downer, Michael. Thanks for the phone call.
Well, whatever.
Have a great Friday. Yeah, she can have them. All right, Seamus Toomey. I don't know, Seamus, you ever find anything hidden in a house or apartment of yours?
No, I've been trying to think of something interesting, but nothing's coming to mind. But I am impressed with those newspapers. You know, it's whenever I find old newspapers anywhere, they're always the boring days of the newspaper. It was never like the Lindbergh days,
right?
So, you know, congrats to the person who put some relevant, interesting paper into the floorboards for that guy to find.
Yeah, just some generic September 1993, nothing going on. Clinton signed some bill. Yeah, okay, exactly. Who needs
Cubs,
that?
Cubs lose by 8.
No need to save those. But you guys are doing great work at Blog Club Chicago, as always. Let's start off, not with a story, but really this is a story. You guys have started this COVID hotline, and which is really cool. Like, people can call and ask questions. But it just keeps on getting busier and busier. Talk us through it.
Yeah, absolutely. We started this about 4 months ago. It was an idea that our managing editor, Stephanie Lulay, really developed. And it came about as we were getting so many questions to the newsroom about just coronavirus. It was, you know, pre-vaccine, you know, if I've got, you know, where do I go to get tested, you know, just like tons of things. There were so many restrictions were out there, and you know, they were changing by the day. So we were answering those questions in real time, but Stephanie came up with this idea of, why don't we form a real hotline and hire some people that can answer questions in real time. Anyone that calls in, English or Spanish, we can get answers to their questions. Some days we're just going to tell them, you know, that's a question for a doctor. Go talk to a doctor.
Right.
We're certainly not there to diagnose.
Right. Give me your symptoms. That's not what we're here for.
Well, exactly. And we point you in, you know, to different places as well. You know, if specific business regulations, we can give you what we know, but we can also give you some contact information. But it really blew up yesterday when the United Center went online at about 8:30 to start taking appointments for seniors. Anyone 65 and up could have made an appointment yesterday at the United Center. As you can imagine, it was flooded with people trying to log in, and it slowed down for a while. So we had put out word, if you need any help, let us know. And we just our team just got flooded with calls and, you know, lots of different things. You know, how do I get an Uber to get there? How come this isn't working? I got drive-through. You know, I signed up for a drive-through and I really wanted a walk-up. Will there be RNs there? One that we're hearing a lot is which vaccine will they be using at the United Center?
Oh, interesting.
You know, there's some people are nervous about the Johnson & Johnson one, but we don't know. They have not said what they're going to be using at the United Center. We'll answer that question now. But we can't answer a lot of these questions, specifically vaccination sites in your neighborhood, where they are, and who's eligible for those ones. So we encourage anyone, if you can't find the information you're looking for, our folks can try to give you a hand. It's a 312-248-4876 or email us at coronavirus@blockclubshi.org.
Can they text 312-248-4876 as well, or is it only voice?
It's absolutely. You can call or text, and we'll try to do it in real time. If not, we'll get you an answer in a day. We did 63 calls yesterday, which is may not sound like a ton, but if you think about it, that's each individual person got their answer or got directed to the right place, and that actually was a ton when it's the three or four people doing these. So we've got a lot of great feedback. These folks are saying, hey, you helped me get a vaccine, and wow. I have to say there's been some like cheering up in the newsroom when you know that someone that's been frustrated for days or weeks trying to get a vaccine, and we actually helped them book an appointment somewhere. So we're just trying to do a little part. We're a small nonprofit newsroom, but trying our best to pass along the information that we know.
Seamus, that's incredible. I know you guys don't like to pat yourselves on the back there. You do incredible journalism, but this outreach to the community, answering these questions that we all have, and the thought knowing that, you know, I don't want to say you're saving lives, but I mean, someone gets a vaccine earlier than they would have. If not, you never know. And that's just really great. 312-248-4876. When is it staffed? Because it's 7:30 in the morning. When do you start answering calls?
Excellent. Yeah, great question. It's 9 to 5 Monday okay. through Friday. And then the Spanish assistance is available 11 to 4 Tuesday through Friday.
Okay, that's good to know. So if you don't call yet, wait an hour and a half, and then you can call 312-248-4876. Okay, let's talk about one of the stories you're working on. This is big news for the South Side, the site of a former Target, which was, for a lot of folks near 85th and Cottage Grove, one of the places that they flocked to be able to buy stuff that, you know, isn't available in some other areas of the South Side. And something else is moving in there, right?
Absolutely. This Target in Chatham at 8560 South Cottage Grove, it closed in 2019. There was several Target closures on the south side that really, you know, angered the neighborhood. They angered the residents, the politicians who said you're disinvesting in our neighborhoods. But the good news is the city has worked out a deal with Discover Financial Services. They're going to take over this huge Target. It's 100,000 square feet, and they're already starting to build it out. They're going to make a call center for Discover, and they're going to hire, they're promising up to 1,000 people by 2024. Including, you know, they're already starting to hire people from the neighborhood now to manage it, to work there. And there's going to be, you know, in a couple of years, there's going to be 1,000 people answering calls from Discover card holders. And I think those are the ones that they all kind of look like the person who's making the call. Is that how?
Oh, that's the bit. That's right. That's the bit they got going. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great news. Any job is a good job there, wherever we can get it here in the city. Speaking about finding old things in the walls and renovations, got about a minute left, but I imagine you might be able to find some stuff in this old Logan Square church that's now an apartment.
Exactly. This is the latest, particularly in Logan Square. I know people see this in a lot of neighborhoods all around the area, but Logan Square has seen a lot of these old churches, most of them a century or more old, that are being repurposed into not just apartments, but like luxury apartments. So it's a kind of a striking thing to see some of these inside pictures. This is at the old Bethany Presbyterian Church at 1847 North Humboldt Boulevard in Logan Square. They just finished these. It's 15 apartments in this old church, and some of them were in a new construction, but some of them are in the sanctuary. So you've got stained glass windows, you've got wood beams, rafters. You know, it sure looks like a church in there. So if you're comfortable with living in a church, It's like going to church every day.
Do you get credit for that? Yeah, if you get credit for that.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I would argue it, but
yeah.
I usually lose those arguments.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, they did say they found a time capsule there, and just to come full circle, they opened it up, and it was old newspapers.
There we go. We've completed the circle there. Seamus Toomey, blockclubchicago.org. Not only view their stories, but subscribe as well. Seamus, have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, John. You too.